Now, what is consumerism? When you look for an official definition of consumerism, you know, one of the truer definitions, or, you know, you find a lot of definitions that are pro-consumerism, but one of the truer definitions is that consumerism is a myth that the individual will be gratified and integrated by consuming. Now, let's break that down a little bit. Basically, the individual feels that by consuming, that they will be gratified, and it will quench their thirst, and they will feel happy, and they will feel like they have done something and accomplished something. And along with that, they will feel integrated into the society. They will feel like they're a part of something by consuming or buying. Now, there's a couple manifestations of consumerism. One of them is temporary satisfaction. Now, we all agree, and no one's going to deny, that by buying certain things, you get a certain gratification, a certain amount of happiness. But the problem is that this happiness only lies in yourself for a very, very small period of time. And this is the first manifestation. It's temporary gratification. That you will buy this thing, or you will let yourself enjoy certain things that you're buying, you know, or consuming, but that will only last for a short period of time. And you will notice, I mean, this is the reality, everybody can vouch for this, that after a little while, you're gonna say, okay, that was nice and that was great, but let's move on. What's the next biggest thing or something better that I can buy? Now, the second manifestation of consumerism is that the people who don't have the means or don't have the ability to buy these things or consume these things, they feel depressed. So on one hand, you have these people who are buying and buying and buying, and they're feeling happy, and they're feeling great, right, for that short period of time. And then on the other side, you have everyone else who can't afford these things. They can't afford to buy these things, and they're feeling depressed. They feel like they want to be part of all this. They want to be integrated. And, you know, bring it back down to our level. Consumerism is not something, and it's not a concept which is written about in the books, and that's it. I mean, if you turn on the TV, right, or if you watch any movies, or if you listen to any music, anything you do in the society, you will realize that everything is being marketed to you. That this society revolves around selling everything to you and you buying. And us as Muslim youth, as Shabab, we don't realize what is actually happening here. We don't realize that it is our brothers and our sisters under 16 years old, under 15 years old, making these shoes, for example. They're slaving day in and day out in bad conditions, working for less than pennies a day. And they're making these things that in turn, they sell back to us as Muslim youth or as Muslims living in this country or Muslims living anywhere, as a matter of fact. This is what is actually happening. So when we put on a t-shirt, or when we put on a certain amount of certain shoes, or when we buy a certain thing, or whatever we do, we don't realize that they're actually playing us. They're actually using our own brothers and sisters in countries like Malaysia and Bangladesh, and they're enslaving them to make these things, and they sell it back to us for a higher price. And we feel happy, and we feel gratified for a short period of time. You know, I spent some time in Egypt. I got a chance to go there and study Arabic for a short period of time. And one day, I was sitting after Maghrib outside my apartment, and I saw a group of Shabab, young guys, you know, some of them sitting on top of like the hoods of cars and talking and chatting, and some of them had girls with them or whatever, you know, and they were wearing their jeans and, you know, their t-shirts, you know, and obviously, some Shabab, they're a little behind, so they had like Guns N' Roses t-shirts on or whatever, right? But they still had this on, right? And they felt they felt cool, they felt they were a part of something. You know, and I looked at them and I was watching them, and then time came, I went to bed, and that was the night. And then when I woke up for Fajr, I walked out of my apartment, and I saw these same guys sitting there. طول الليل, the whole night, they spent sitting there, smoking and talking and whatever they're doing. The whole night was spent in this. And now you think, how do we expect our ummah to progress? How do we expect something to happen in our ummah when our shabab are kept in the state of buying and consuming and importing this culture of constant buying and buying and buying? You know, as the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, he said that you give the son of Adam one mountain of gold and they won't be happy with it.